Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. Our mission at CRI is not only to equip you with sound biblical teaching and spiritual discernment, but to help you become a winsome and fruitful witness of Jesus Christ. Because the credibility of our faith hinges on the answers we provide to life's biggest questions, there's often not a second chance to get those answers right. If you are struggling with a question and an answer has been elusive, please call in now at 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. For more information about CRI and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, go to our website at equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. This is a very special day. It is the first day that we're offering a brand new resource. It's called The Call of the Cosmos. 3,000 years ago, David, Israel's shepherd king, looked into the night sky, and then he wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." His inspired words reveal a vital truth about God, but more than that, about his relationship with humanity. The Creator who brought the universe into existence from absolutely nothing speaks to us eloquently through all that he has made. And so the call of the cosmos is more than a spectacular exploration of galaxies, of stars, of the planet we call home. It is also a journey into the heart of God. For through the wonders of outer space, we catch extraordinary glimpses of the Lord's artistry, his power, his wisdom, his compassion, as the heavens pour out evidence of his existence every moment of every waking day. This fascinating film begins with a voyage from Earth to the edge of the observable universe, 45 billion light years away. And then, in a series of visually stunning episodes, we consider the origin and structure of the cosmos and our significance within it. The mysteries of solar eclipses, of auras, an agnostic astronomer's honest recognition of a supernatural designer, and the convergent revelations of nature and scripture. The Call of the Cosmos is a celebration of science and a celebration of the character of God, an unforgettable film with an unforgettable message that will touch your heart, your mind. It is available for those who support the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Check it out on the web at equip.org. Of this film, I say, and this is on the cover, only those deafened by the relentless drumbeat of philosophical naturalism could fail to heed the call of the cosmos. This stunning production is guaranteed to awaken and arouse anyone who has ears to hear. Available for those, again, who support the ministry, check it out on the web at equip.org or write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. I also want to mention a sermon that I received from a dear friend of mine, Father Alex. It's a sermon by St. John Chrysostom, and sometimes things arrive in your inbox at precisely the right time. This sermon was just such a message from the Lord. St. John Chrysostom says, "The waters have risen, and severe storms are upon us. But we do not fear drowning, for we stand firmly upon a rock. Let the sea rage, It cannot break the rock. Let the waves rise. They cannot sink the boat of Jesus. What are we to fear? Death? Life to me means Christ, and death is gain. Exile? The earth in its fullness belong to the Lord. The confiscation of our goods? Well, we brought nothing into this world, and we shall surely take nothing from it. I have only contempt for this world, and we shall surely find its blessings laughable. I have no fear of poverty, no desire for wealth. I'm not afraid of death, nor do I long to live, except for your good, O God. I concentrate, therefore, on the present situation, and I urge you, my friends, to have confidence. Do you not hear the Lord saying, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst"? Will he be absent then, when so many people united in love are gathered together? I have his promise. I am surely not going to rely on my own strength. I have what he has written. This is my staff, my security, my peaceful harbor. Let the world be in upheaval. I hold to his promise and read his message. That is my protecting wall and garrison. What message, you ask? Know that I am with you, that I'm with you always until the end of the world. And if Christ is with me, whom shall I fear? Though the waters and the sea and the anger of princes are aroused against me, they are less to me than a spider's web. Indeed, unless you, my brothers, had detained me, I would have left this very day. For I always say, Lord, your will be done, not what this fellow or that would have me do, but what you want me to do. That is my strong tower, my immovable rock, my staff that never gives way. If God wants something, let it be done. If he wants me to stay here, well, I'm grateful, but whatever he wants me to be, I am no less grateful. Yet where I am, there you are too, and where you are, I am. For we are a single body, and the body cannot be separated from the head, nor the head from the body. Distance separates us, but love unites us, and death itself cannot divide us. For though my body die, my soul will live and be mindful of my people. You are my fellow citizens, my fathers, my brothers, my sons, my limbs, my body. You are my light, sweeter to me than the visible light. For what can the rays of the sun bestow on me that is not comparable to your love? The sun's light is useful in my earthly life, but your love is fashioning a crown for me in the life to come. When the winds and waves of doubt sometimes overwhelm us, when the exigencies of life are too much, it is always remarkable to me how God sends a messenger with a message. And I'm so grateful for these words by St. John Chrysostom, sent to me by Father Alex, because they have been the balm of Gilead in my life today. And I pray that they will be the balm of Gilead in your life as well. Again, to reiterate the words, life to me means Christ and death is gain. The earth and its fullness belong to the Lord. Confiscation of goods, we brought nothing into this world, and we shall surely take nothing from it. I have only contempt for the world's threats. I find its blessings laughable. I have no fear of poverty, no desire for wealth. I'm not afraid of death, nor do I long to live except for your good. Only one life soon will be passed, only what's done for Christ will last. These words echo back through the ages and give us courage to live not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. When we come back from the break, we'll go to your calls. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. We will be back shortly.
As our comprehension of the cosmos continues, it's becoming increasingly difficult to deny the signs of a designer. The stunning new film, The Call of the Cosmos: What the Universe Reveals About God, points to a designer with unsurpassed artistry, wisdom, and unfathomable power. It's hard to believe that anyone who watches this film could walk away unconvinced of a creator, making it must-see viewing for believers and skeptics alike. To receive your copy of The Call of the Cosmos, What the Universe Reveals About God, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff. Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org. The Call of the Cosmos is an unforgettable exploration of God and the universe. This fascinating film begins with a voyage from Earth to the edge of the observable universe, 45 billion light years away. Through a series of visually stunning vignettes, the filmmakers invite you to consider the origin and structure of the cosmos, along with our significance within it. The mysteries of solar eclipses, an agnostic astronomer's honest recognition of the supernatural designer, and the convergent revelations between nature and scripture. Produced by Illustra Media, this stunning new film, The Call of the Cosmos, provides incontestable evidence of a supernatural designer, putting atheists, agnostics, and philosophers alike on notice. To receive your copy of The Call of the Cosmos on DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. With over 500,000 copies in print, Hank Hanegraaff's Bible Answer books were born out of his many years of hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He's taken his on-air answers to questions and chiseled them until only the gems emerge. Questions involving biblical interpretation, cults, science, ethics, apparent contradictions, and much more. This remarkable collection of concise answers is now even better. My goal, says Hank, is to take the complex and make it simple and memorable. Receive your copy of the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, revised and updated, as our thank you for your gift by calling 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. Now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And a quick note, the sermon I read by St. John Chrysostom will put up on the web at equip.org. It'll be the quote of the day. Remember that St. John Chrysostom said that it is the gospel for which I'm suffering and wearing fetters like a criminal, but the word of God is not fettered. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of God's chosen people. The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of God's chosen people. Again, it'll be up on the web at equip.org. Let's go to the phone lines. Talk to Alberto in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi.
Well, good evening, Hank.
Good evening.
Yeah, my question is, a lot of preachers say that with a person that's not accept Christ, he'll be separated from God for all eternity. Well, that will make a difference between an atheist or a Hindu, because they don't believe in God anyway. But the Bible says that he will be tormented in the presence of the Lamb. So the worst thing about hell is God himself, because if the person will be cast in a lake of fire, and they will be cursing God for even more so in the lake of fire. So God's wrath will be poured more and more, because it will never catch up. But the person will start cursing and blaspheming God even more in a lake of fire. So the worst thing about hell is really God or the old Christ. Because the Bible said we'll be tormented in the presence of the Lamb. So why they say that we'll be separated from God? Actually, we won't be separated from God all eternity, because God, Bible said, King David said, if I make my bed in hell, you'll be there. So the worst thing about hell is God himself. So how can people say, well, we'll be separated from God? I mean, we have to, we won't be separated from God.
Yeah, and we don't say that. We say that we'll be separated from the loving presence of the one who created us, because God does not wipe out the crowning jewels of his creation. Even if they have decided to live apart from him, he continues to sustain them in existence, again, albeit from his loving presence. And of course, as I've said many times on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, the concept of choice demands that we believe in hell, because without hell, there would be no choice. And without choice, heaven would not be heaven. Heaven would be hell. In other words, the righteous would inherit a counterfeit heaven, and the unrighteous would be incarcerated in heaven against their wills. And imagine that. That would be a torment worse than hell. If you spent a lifetime voluntarily distancing yourself from God and then found yourself involuntarily dragged into his loving presence for all eternity. So the point is, the alternative to hell is worse than hell itself, in that humans made in the image of God would be stripped of freedom and forced to worship God against their will. And as G.K. Chesterton once put it, hell is God's great complement to the reality of human freedom and to the dignity of human choice. Let me say something else about hell. And I think this is a subject that oftentimes is neglected in Christian sermons. We hear all kinds of prosperity messages today, but very little about the reality of hell. And yet, the creator of the cosmos clearly communicated hell's irrevocable reality. For example, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus warned his followers about the dangers of hell at least a half dozen times. Or I think about the Olivet Discourse, where Christ warned his followers of judgment that was to follow. Or think about his famous story of the rich man and Lazarus in Luke chapter 16, where Christ graphically portrays the finality of eternal torment in hell. And of course, as I've said many times on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, common sense dictates that there has to be a hell, because without hell, the wrongs of Hitler's Holocaust will never be righted. The wrong of a man who blows up the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh will never be righted. Justice would be impugned if after the slaughter he merely dies with no eternal consequence. The ancients knew far better than to think such a thing. King David knew, well, for a short time it might seem as though the wicked prosper in spite of their deeds. But in the end, justice will be served. And we have to think about this subject from the perspective of common sense, which dictates that without hell, there is no need for a savior, which would be absurd to suggest that the Creator would suffer more than the cumulative sufferings of all of humankind if there was no hell to save us from? Well, without hell, there's no need for salvation. Without salvation, there's no need for sacrifice. Without sacrifice, there's no need for a Savior. And as much as we may wish to think that all are going to be saved in the end, common sense precludes the possibility. Think about this story in a little more detail, where you have a rich man. He has everything, all the finery that the world has to offer him. And then in stark contrast, there's a beggar named Lazarus. And that beggar is covered with sores. He's longing to eat what just falls from the rich man's table, scraps. And even the dogs come and lick his sores. And then there's a paradigm shift that takes place in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The beggar dies. And the text then tells us that the angels carry the beggar to Abraham's side. But the rich man also dies. And in hell, he wakes up in torment. And he looks up and he sees Abraham far away. He sees Lazarus by his side. And then he calls to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I am in agony in this fire." And let me say that this is, well, it's a foretaste of that which is to come. It is not that which is to come. It is a foretaste of that which is to come. Because ultimately, there's going to be a time that the rich man is resurrected, just as Lazarus is resurrected, which means that the non-physical aspect of the rich man and Lazarus comforted the rich man in torment, will once again be reunited to a physical resurrected body. And then they'll either be eternally separated from God or eternally united, experience union with God, the ultimate of deification or theosis. But anyway, back to what Jesus said as he's telling the story, Abraham answers the rich man saying, "Remember that in your lifetime you received your good things while Lazarus received bad things, but now he is comforted and you are in agony. And besides all of this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross from there to us." And then the rich man answers, saying, "Well, I beg you then, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, because I still have 5 brothers. Let him warn them so that they will not come to this place of torment." Of course, all of this is too late. Too late. Too late. The rich man paid attention to Lazarus. Too late he perceived the unbridgeable chasm. Too late he purposed to preach to his brothers. Too late he heeded the testimony of the law and the prophets. Too late he postponed repentance. Too late. Too late. Too late. The reality of hell is irrevocable. All of us will spend time either in the presence of God as we grow in our knowledge of the Ineffable One, or we will be separated from Him for all eternity. That is the reality of a biblical worldview that alone corresponds to reality. Out of time for this edition of the Bible Answers Men broadcast, my thanks to everyone who stands shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. God bless you as you make a difference for time and for eternity. So long for now.
Thank you for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you'd like more information about the Christian Research Institute or to order resources, just call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or visit equip.org, where you can listen live or download archived broadcasts. Again, that's equip.org. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Call of the Cosmos is an unforgettable exploration of God and the universe. This fascinating film begins with a voyage from Earth to the edge of the observable universe, 45 billion light years away. Through a series of visually stunning vignettes, the filmmakers invite you to consider the origin and structure of the cosmos, along with our significance within it. The mysteries of solar eclipses, an agnostic astronomer's honest recognition of the supernatural designer, and the convergent revelations between nature and scripture. Produced by Illustra Media, this stunning new film, The Call of the Cosmos, provides incontestable evidence of a supernatural designer, putting atheists, agnostics, and philosophers alike on notice. To receive your copy of The Call of the Cosmos on DVD, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.